Well, let me introduce Brother Tim James to you, in case you don't know him. He's from Cherokee, North Carolina, pastors the Sequoia Baptist Church. Oh, stopwatch is still running. Tim, you've been preaching now for almost 24 hours. feels like it. Anyway, y'all know who Tim is. We're glad to have you, Tim. You come and give the word of the Lord to us.
I haven't been preaching for 24 hours. It just seems like I've been preaching. Or at least that's what you'll say when I finish this evening, maybe. Ruth chapter 2. Speaking of Ruth in verse 10, the word says, "Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him," that is Boaz, her kinsman redeemer, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Now the wonder and thanksgiving and praise in the heart of Ruth as she looked upon her kinsman redeemer and saw grace in his eyes is that of every blood-bought sinner as he looks to his Savior. And this is understood by no one except the sinner who has been saved by God's grace. Chris Christopherson wrote a song a long time ago that said, "Why me, Lord?" He proceeded to reveal the meaning or the crux of his words when he said, "What have I ever done to deserve even one of the things, good things you've shown?" Natural man must find reason in himself for what he has, for what he believes God has done for him. He must find some reason in himself for God to have shown him kindness. Now it may come as the plaintive pseudo-humble whine of, "I've been too sinful for God to save me." You've heard people say that. "I've just been too sinful for God to save me." That's just another way of saying grace must be merited. Just another way of saying that. Or it may be the self-sufficient boast of, I need to straighten out some things in my life before I get saved. People say things like that, which is again saying that grace must be merited. The fact is that merit and grace are like oil and water. They are like flesh and spirit, light and darkness, life and death, the truth and the lie. They are diametric, absolute opposites of one another. In the matter of salvation, in its conception, in its accomplishment, in its maintenance, and its consummation, human merit does not even or ever enter into the picture. Just is not there. It cannot be found because human merit does not exist. Human merit does not exist on planet Earth. Ruth was not asking this question, "Why have I found grace in your eyes?" for some reason, for a defining moment, an explanation, or any such things. Her words were a declaration of wonder and awe because she knew that she had not done, thought, or been anything that would recommend her to Boaz. She knew that. She understood what it means to employ the words "saved by grace," or "grace in thine eyes. Now we know that grace in this day is commonplace in the language of religion. Everybody talks about grace. Even those who have nothing to do with religion are heard to say things like, "There but the grace of God go I." I've even said that myself, but I don't say that anymore. But I used to say it a lot until I thought about the demoniac of Gadara or blind Bartimaeus on the side of the road. "There but by the grace go I." Best thing we could ever be is where they are. Because that's where grace found them. John Newton's Amazing Grace is heard on TV and bagpiped at official funerals and on radio. And as of late, I heard it called a folk song. An American folk song. Preachers, profligates, and traveling troubadours, also known as gospel singers, abuse this word with abandon. Believers, however, speak of grace as sovereign grace in efforts to distinguish it from the puny, impotent, ineffectual, anemic, generic, and universally unrequited affection spewed in the hermeneutics of hubris. Grace in religion is a byword. Everybody is talking about it and singing about it. But the question arises, why are those who preach it as sovereign and immutable and unstoppable and unfrustrated, why are they scandalized and despised by religion? What does grace mean? We all say we believe in the sovereign grace of God. And everyone could answer, as far as definition goes, that it means unmerited favor from God. And they would be correct. But what does it mean? You say you believe it. I say I believe it. What does it mean? Well, there are three categories of beings for whom grace means something. Means something. And I want to look at those tonight. It won't be long. First of all, grace means something to God. Grace means something to God. When He declares that He has saved you by His grace, and that's what He declares in this book, what does that mean to Him? The primary and foremost thing that it means is that He, as God, has glorified Himself. When He says He saved you by His grace, it means that He has glorified Himself. When Moses asked God to show him His glory, God said four things. He will see that I will make my goodness pass before you. This is my glory. I will make my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. When Paul wrote of eulogizing God or saying something good about God in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, he said, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ, according as He's chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto Himself. Why? To the praise of the glory of His grace. That's why He did all that. Well, I thought He was doing it for me. He wasn't doing it for you. He was doing it for Himself. To the praise of the glory of His grace. When all is said and done, this is why everything and everybody exists on the face of this earth. and everything that moves or wriggles or arises or stands still exists for the praise of the glory of His grace. Adam's sin and rebellion in the Garden of Eden is to the praise and the glory of God's grace. You are and exist, everything does, for the glory of God. He has saved you by His grace that you might be, is what it says in Ephesians 1:12, that you might be, exist, that you might be for His glory. That's what grace means to God. It means that He's glorified Himself. It means that God has been propitiated for the elect. That's what that means. It means grace has arrived on the wings of satisfied justice. God has satisfied His justice. That's what propitiation means. Satisfaction, appeasement. God has appeased Himself by His own blood, according to Acts 20:28. Grace arrives that way. It means that He is freely, without cause, favored some. It means that He has honored His Son for the work that He has accomplished. That's what grace means. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what grace means to God. He glorified Himself. But what does it mean to the believer? That's the second thing. What does grace mean to the believer? I could just say everything and quit, but I won't. It means first that the believer has been saved. Not could be or might be, but has been saved. It means that God has shown His elect unmerited favor. And that is joy unspeakable and full of glory for worms of the dust like us. It means that we know that when God saved us, by grace He gave us faith to believe that He had saved us. Knowing the condition in which He found us, we rejoice to know that what we could not ever merit came to us in immeasurable abundance. It means that the reason we are saved is for His glory. Grace means that nothing we have or are, nothing we did or did not do, had anything to do with God favoring us. That's what grace means. Grace is God employing the consummately useless to glorify His name. It means that the favor you have now, and this is where most people forget somehow about the grace of God. It means that the favor you have now, tonight, this hour, the favor you have now, the favor you have every moment of every day, you have no merit in that. None whatsoever. It means that all the days of your life as a redeemed believer, you, by declaring that you believe in the grace of God, must ever don the garments of the helot, the qualifications of the quarry slave, the resume of the ruined refuse, and the idea of the ignoble. You must always do that. Believing grace means believers, children of God, righteous, sanctified, having been given the wisdom of God. They have so much, but nothing they do or are has merit in itself. Nothing. We are gathered here tonight to glory in God's grace, to rehearse the power and the magnitude of that grace, to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and in all of that, there is no acceptable merit. You believe in salvation by grace? By grace we are saved. Ourselves, our works don't merit it. Well, I've been a church member a long time. No merit there. I read my Bible every day. No merit there. I give. No merit there. I love. No merit there. I understand truth. No merit there. I have doctrinal purity. No merit there. I have theological knowledge. No merit there. I have faith. No merit there. None whatsoever. The concept of grace is enormous. It's all-encompassing and all-consuming. It is indeed amazing that men and women who are righteous, justified, sanctified, and perfected can only take the place of one who merits nothing. One who has nothing to offer. More wondrous still is that the way, that's the way believers like it. Well, what does grace mean to those who feel that what they do must count for something? Must have accrued some asset on the plus side of the balance sheet. Must obligate God somehow to recognize what they have done. What about those? What does grace mean to those who look at their life and see reformation? And God forbid even improvement. Who think that by applying to the flesh they can improve the flesh. It means that they have nothing to do with God, and He has nothing to do with them. God suffers them to be themselves. You better pray He don't suffer you to be yourself. He suffers them to revel in their supposed accomplishments. Grace means nothing to them. It means that God has shown them no favor. It means that God has ignored them in His great scheme of salvation. What does grace mean? A word in due time. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. What does grace mean? To God it means He glorifies Himself. To the believer it means that his life from day one till the day it ends has no merit in it, no matter what he does. And if you tonight are here, and you're thinking somewhere, somehow, what you've done, and I'm sure you've done some fine things in your life. I'm sure you've taken care of friends. Perhaps you have a sick one in your family and you've attended them. Your mothers have sat up nights upon night with your children when they were sick. Perhaps your mate is sick and you attend them. Perhaps you give groceries to folks who are poor. Perhaps you mow somebody's yard because they can't do it anymore. You do good things. I'm glad you do. There's no merit there. And if you're saved, God will have to show you grace. He'll have to show you grace. If I was you, I'd just camp out at mercy's door. Hang on for dear life. Look to Him. Maybe. Perhaps. Probably. If you look to Him, you'll find grace in His eyes. God bless you.